You're listening to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I'm Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online.
Happy Friday's Eve, everybody. Janine Betts here. Today, I wanted to share with you how you can create content to engage your audience, 10 different types of content you can create, and never run out of ideas so that you're always engaging with your audience. So today, a lot of times I hear people saying, I don't have enough content to create, or I don't know what to create to engage my audience. So we're going to talk about Facebook quickly. Some really great ways to engage your audience on Facebook are when you, hey Joe, how's it going? Thanks for joining. So a really great way to engage your audience on Facebook is when you create one of those posts, and when you write just not enough words, but you know, the post stays colored. You can look at my Facebook feed for examples, but it's like colored purple or yellow and pink. Those posts get very high attention and very large engagement. The shorter, the better. We've all got attention spans of not even a goldfish. It's like 3 seconds. So that can be a really great way to engage your audience. You could have a quote. You could have saying like, oh, I just got 5 new leads today, and just leave it at that. Just engage your audience, because people are going to get excited about that. So when it comes to the type of content, and you can certainly create your own content, you can also repost. I saw a really great example today of my friend Em Haas, and she's a health and wellness coach, and she reposted a testimonial of one of her clients on her page. So that can be an awesome way to build your know, like, and trust factor with your audience as well. So the 10 different types of content that you can create to keep your audience engaged. Hi, Abdul. Thanks for joining. The 10 different types of content that you can do to create and keep them engaged are blog posts. I talked about that the other day. If you don't have a blog, you need to have one, because it's one of the two things you own in your business. Facebook Live. You guys know me. I'm all about the Facebook Live. 365 in 365 days, people. Facebook Live. Videos. So if you're not comfortable with Facebook Live, then do a video in advance and upload it, or go to YouTube. You want to do engaging posts, curiosity story posts. So a story post, just one caveat with that, you have to earn the right with your audience to post those very long form posts. When you click and you have to continue to read for another 2 or 3 scrolls, in order to do that, you can't start off doing that. I highly advise against it. Until you've built up enough of a brand, a large enough audience that knows that that's what you are going to do, then you're okay. And once you start doing them, I don't recommend doing them frequently. I honestly, again, few and far between, because if that's all you ever post, then a lot of your message to your core audience is going to get lost. So be careful with story posts. But engaging curiosity posts can be something like this. For example, let's say you're in Health and Wellness Network Marketing, and you post a story of, oh my goodness, I don't need coffee anymore. This is awesome. Hey, Kylene, nice to see you. I don't need coffee anymore. Can't believe I can go without my coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but that's an example. And then, you know, people will be curious as, you don't need coffee anymore. What are you talking about? Everybody needs coffee. So this can be a really great example on how you can create curiosity posts. Remember, in network marketing, you are never to say the name of the company you're with or the name of the products. And I talk about this. Why? Because people can easily Google the name of your company, the name of your product. They can either buy it on Amazon, which they shouldn't be doing, but they do because it's cheaper, or they'll find a bunch of negative reviews. And then if they don't have the know, like, and trust factor with you, they're going to completely bypass everything you've posted and all the hard work you've done. So remember, don't post the name of your company or the name of your products in your posts, unless you're going to brand to the company. And I don't recommend that. I never have. Anyways, we're going to move on. What type of engaging content can you create? You can also create emails. So this is the most important thing you own in your business, guys. You know this. You're going to create an email list, and you're going to email your email list at least weekly. If you can do daily, it's even better. But you want to email them maybe your health and wellness newsletter. Maybe you want to email them a business tip. So that can be really great content that can be engaging for your targeted audience that you're creating. The other one, huge, huge opportunity to skyrocket your business that I've talked about before, webinars. Webinars are the cat's meow for so many people out there. They get an opportunity to be educated in a concentrated format with like-minded buyers, like you have a dedicated audience in front of you. Webinars are an amazing way. So let's say again, we're going to go back to the health and wellness example because that's just what I know. I'm a runner. So let's say you are doing, you know, weight loss for moms who just had their babies, and you're going to do a webinar on the five most effective ways that you can lose weight just after having had your baby. And you're going to share tips and you're going to share recipes. And then at the end of that webinar, you're going to maybe sell your network marketing product, or you're going to invite them to your newsletter. You know, think about it. And not every webinar too needs to lead to a sale. It could lead to your email list. And that, my friend, can be more profitable because you have the opportunity to build a longer term relationship with them. Comments. I talked about this before. When it comes to Facebook, when it comes to Instagram, comment and make genuine, heartfelt comments on other people's posts. You know, I'm a big fan of GIFs. GIFs, however we want to say it. I love them. They're a little bit a part of my personality. It's also part of the internet culture. So that can be a really great way to make people laugh, to make people smile, and that can be an excellent way to, you know, engage with your audience too. So make sure that you are engaging with them on your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed as well. You can create your own ebook. This is not complicated. You can create an ebook. Hey, Barbara, thanks so much for joining. You can create your own ebooks. And this is not a complicated process, guys. I have a free training. If you want access to it, just drop the word ebook in the comments below, and I'll show you how you can create your own ebook. By the way, if you are going to be creating your own ebook or doing your own webinars, your own Facebook Lives, you know, you're going to, and blog posts, you're going to really create authority. The people, your audience that comes to you, thanks, Barbara, for the heart. I love it. Your audience that's going to come to you is going to say, wow, like Kylene knows what she's talking about. She's an authority in this area. She's got an ebook that she made. She hosts webinars. She writes a blog post. So think about that, right? When you're viewed as an authority figure in what you're specializing in, then your audience is going to be engaged. They're going to come back for more. And then, of course, you can do trainings. You can do in-person events as well. So you're going to want to think about that, you know. For Facebook posts, the shorter the better. If you're going to do longer, I recommend in video format. If you're going to do story posts, I recommend very few, not a lot, like maybe once a month. Unless you have built up enough of an audience and that's all you ever want to do, I don't recommend it unless you're not looking for new clients. But most people's attention span, like I said, is about 3 seconds. It's less than a goldfish now. So story posts, I would be careful about. Make sure you're engaging with your audience too on their posts. But that's really 10 ways that you can, 10 different types of content. So again, your blog posts, your Facebook Live, your videos, so YouTube or Instagram. You've got your engaging posts or your story posts. You've got your emails, your webinars, comments engaging with your actual audience, your ebooks, and your training. So I hope you got some value. I hope this sparked some curiosity or some ideas on what you can create, because there is no limit to your content. You can go and research, you know, once you know your target audience, you can go and research what kind of magazines do they read, what type of videos do they watch, who's an influencer in that space. Start to create content, do some research, take your spin on it, and then go and present it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you do have to personalize it so that it's for your specific target audience. But I hope this gives you guys a lot of ideas on what kind of content you can create, and to remember that there is so much content out there that you could always repurpose it and provide value to your audience. That's all for today, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.